Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I don't care about it, released or not. What I think you should do, if you're going to do it, then you have to go into Epstein's friends. This Reid Hoffman spent a lot of time on the island. I was never on his island. Bill Clinton went there supposedly 28 times. You're going to have to look into his friends because, you know, if they're going to do that, then I think the perfect guy to do it would be Southern District, somebody like Jay Clayton. I understand that's who's been assigned.
So President Trump on Air Force One there saying, release the files. I don't care. He says he doesn't care. Release them. But we heard in the Fox News report there at the top of the hour that Chuck Schumer is like, I don't know why Trump just doesn't do it himself. What does he have to hide? Well, I don't know. I would imagine if there was a treasure trove of damning information in there about President Trump, which really seems to be the only thing that matters to the Democrats. It's not what Jeffrey Epstein did. It's not what we know that he was connected to, what we know he was responsible for. It's just if Donald Trump was involved. And if Donald Trump isn't involved, they'll use this kind of illusionary tactic to try to suggest that maybe he's a part of something nefarious just to keep the ruse going. Or, you know, maybe we'll all be proved wrong here on the Andy Fry Show in a matter of time, and we'll find out that Donald Trump was involved in something for the very first time in 2025 after Donald Trump has now competed in 3 consecutive presidential elections. But no, let's wait until he is a year into his after his second actual election to say there might be something. Weak sauce.
I don't think there's going to be anything in there. But that's my hot take, and I'm done for the day. See ya.
That hot take is lukewarm at best.
Ooh, ooh.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi. How are you?
It's good to see you. Brought your A game today.
I'm ready.
Are you warming up today, or are you starting off hot, like you said, all downhill
I've peaked, and the rest of the show is going to be downhill from here. For me.
For you.
Yeah, for you guys. You guys are killing it.
The Epstein files, I'm shocked, but they didn't solve these over the weekend.
Well, they're getting the vote now, and it's just the same question over and over. What is the Epstein files going to be? What are they at this point? And they've got to be, I mean, they've gone through, like you just said, they've gone through so many different administrations now, different sides of the aisle. What else are we going to find? Hopefully, although I don't anticipate this either, there will be some things in there that he just mentioned. You know, he talked about, I've never been on the island. Okay, well, maybe there will be more information in there that we've never seen before. But I just don't have any hope about anything, including Trump.
I will sit by and watch President Trump continue to navigate the mess of a country that Donald Trump was handed by Joe Biden, while the Democrats have put all of their chips in the center of the table on the Epstein files, that everybody out there is saying, come on. You think there'd be something incredibly damning that's going to... Put pause on this whole conversation right now. Does something need to come of the Epstein files discussion right now in order for the Democrats to impeach Donald Trump should they take the midterms in the House and have the ability to impeach him? Is there anything in this moment in time right now, is there anything that would have to happen in order for the Democrats to go, I think we should impeach him? Or... for a second, mind you, if the Democrats were given the majority right now, would they not impeach Donald Trump right now?
Yes, they would definitely do it. I mean, they could base it on anything. He'll call the president of South Korea and they'll go, well, that was collusion.
Yeah, it's I mean, that cake is baked. And I consider what the Democrats are going to do with the power. Should they be given... granted the power by the voters of the United States or whatever system of voter fraud that the Democrats have set up and manufactured.
Love it.
Thank you. That was for you.
Thank you.
I was just trying to see if you're still listening. Sometimes you look at your computer and I know you're not listening.
Oh, I'm listening right now. When you say that,
you
say
right
listening.
Now, which proves my point.
Yeah. Go on and I'll fade
That's
away.
That's not to say that there aren't times in the Monday roundup at 12:45 in Wiggins America where I look at my computer and I am doing something else.
Thank you very much. Thank you for saying that.
We can't possibly be responsible for sitting and listening to each other for 3 hours straight.
No, we don't really even care for each other that much.
Not
so
that
to
much.
To listen to
not
each other.
Not that little, like, but
oh,
not
gosh,
that much.
Asking a lot.
It's somewhere in the middle.
Thank God there's a paycheck involved.
You know, I was thinking, this is a total side note. My 4-year-old Molly, she adores the nanny that she's had since she was a 12-week-old baby. And her name's Katie.
And her nanny, not the nanny, the TV show.
It's, I'm not going to be too specific.
Okay.
But Molly loves her. Every day she asks, where do I go today? What kind of day it is? If it's a Katie day, she's just, it's Christmas every single time.
That's cool.
It's so great. And I mean, obviously we compensate her for all of the time and care. Like she Molly spent the night at her house the other week. She's like, I just want to stay with her. And Katie was like, bring her over, that's fine. So she spent the night over there. And I was thinking, like, one day Molly's gonna find out that we have been paying her. She's gonna be like, is this a lie? And it's like, no, it's not a lie.
You're going to get impeached.
I'm going to get him. Yeah. Mom, I'm taking you to the House floor. And we're going to have a discussion about it. I just found that to be kind of a funny thought. Like, there's a point where that's where a bit of your childhood goes away.
Yeah. When
you
realize.
Start realizing that people are doing things, but for money, which is why you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
There was, Brad, are you familiar with the Bill Maher conversation? The one, I know you're familiar with it because you...
Yeah, I mean...
Do you know the guy who was... Is it Scott Galloway?
Scott Galloway is the guy's name.
What do you know about him? Anything?
He's got a book out, and it's about the topic of losing, you know, are we losing our men, young men? When I was pulling the clips, I saw a little bit more, but that was my only exposure to the clips.
So we're gonna talk a lot about this throughout the course of today's show, and I'm going to ask a lot of questions, and Ryan and Ethan and Brad will fight over who gets to speak for men.
I'll fight the hardest.
That should have.
That's what men do, real men.
Only if you win.
Yeah, if I win. Then forget that I said that.
If you get like a participation trophy, I'll hand you one of those. Which brings me to the YouTube live chat poll. The question for today is, are you concerned men are losing the traits that make them unique contributors to society? Let me say that again for the slow men out there.
I already got it. So.
And the women who checked out because I was talking about men. No. Are you concerned men are losing the traits that make them unique contributors to society? So every Tuesday, we do a segment on the show called X's and Y's. And we ask questions like, why are women like that? Or do men really fill in the blank? We do that. It's kind of a obvious play on the idea that there are two sexes. There are two genders. There are men and there are women. And they are completely and totally biologically, mentally, physically different. We are part of the same species, but barely. And there are things that you would never know across genders unless you ask, because there's no way, Ryan, that you could understand what it's like to have a menstrual period. But you know that they happen. And there is a part of, like, for men, there is a part of life where you understand that that is existing for someone. And you're just kind of like, you have to, if you're smart, take it with a grain of salt and just basically go with whatever she says. Because you don't have a leg to stand on when it comes to having the lived experience of having to go through life, experiencing that on a monthly basis, and the side effects or symptoms or whatever that come with it. Men just have to take women's word for it. Is it really as bad as women say? For some it is, for some it isn't. And on the converse, there are impulses, there are, you know, like the question that came up within the last year, I think it was, is like, ask men how often they think about the Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Brad, you said you thought about it a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Ryan.
Only because I read the Bible. I don't think about it a lot.
I don't think Ryan, my recollection was like, you were not consistently thinking about the fall of the Roman Empire and the parallels to today's society and how you might fight against a tyrannical government in the event that something like that were to occur.
Not all the time. A little bit.
No. but I mean, for as a woman, especially an over analytical, hyper worrier kind of female that I am, I saw that trend and I was like, what? The Roman Empire? And then I asked some men in my life about it and they were like, oh, I don't know, every once in a while. And I'm like, you're in on it. Like, you're obviously like, okay, so clearly we are very different beings. I think that you can go back to like caveman time and understand that there are impulses that men have and impulses that women have that are necessary within their genders in order for society to further itself and continue to function. That seems like a pretty scientific survival of the fittest kind of, you know, rooted in science, as long as science has been a thing. If one of those sides begins to deteriorate, and you could easily ask this question about women as well, and we can have a discussion in the 2 o'clock hour, which is more detrimental to society, men losing the impulse to be men or women losing the impulse to be women? I want to know from you folks, and your comments are going to be very helpful in this discussion. Are you concerned that men are losing the traits that make them unique contributors to society? Here are your options. Yes, you're concerned, but it's already lost. Yes, but it's correctable. Or no, this is not a real issue. And I ran this poll question by Ethan ahead of time because he helped me. I go, I'm going to be the lady in the room asking men why men aren't men anymore. So I went to the man on the show, Ethan.
I get it. I knew it was going there, so just let it go.
And he grunted.
Uh-huh.
And I interpreted and came up with these responses.
Great. Good for you guys. You guys were just barking at each other like dogs, apparently.
No, he was barking, and I was like, okay.
I can't wait for Ethan Sports and Local today.
Me too. or him to come in now.
Yeah.
It's like men being men again.
Yeah, when you're not around, that is what it sounds like.
It's the Manny Fry Show.
But we speak intelligibly when we're here. You would never know because you're always here.
Everybody always says they like the Manny Fry Show, but it's usually the men. Maybe they understand it better.
Code switching.
All right. So go vote. Tell us what you think on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'd love to have you subscribe there. And we put out a lot of great content from the show. If you might have missed something, it's going to be there. And a reminder, if you go to the Odyssey app, you can stream 97.1 all day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in crystal clear connection anywhere you go on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. When we come back, Ryan Schmelz is going to give us an update from an opened government in the Capitol Hill. We'll find out. What are you going to say a little bit about Marjorie Taylor Greene? It's a little spat, you could say, going on in Capitol Hill between Donald Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene. We'll get to the bottom of it with Ryan Schmelz next.
First you both mark.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro. I know you know. I go psycho.
Chuck Schumer's generation, Nancy Pelosi's generation, John Lewis's generation, they have so much to be proud of. It is time, though, for new leadership. The other generations, X, millennials, Z, it's time for us to step up. The stage is waiting for us to lead.
We have dynamic, young, new leaders.
Who are some of the top
Chris
names?
Murphy is a top leader. Cory Booker is a dynamic leader. Brian Schatz is a dynamic leader. I mean, Elizabeth Warren, someone whose ideology I appreciate. There are a lot of great talent. And really, is Chuck Schumer, when you think about it, just from a common sense test, Do you think Democrats around the country think that Chuck Schumer should be the face of the future of the Democratic Party? Of course not. We need to be more independent and truth-telling in this country and bold and not rest on niceties.
So there you had Senator Cory Booker and then Representative Ro Khanna, one from Jersey, one from California, talking about the leadership in the Democrat Party. And it looks as though the Democrats have some soul searching to do. But I got to add to that that the Republicans on their side of the aisle have an interesting spat going on involving the president of the United States and a very prominent figure in the House of Representatives in Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's get to the man on Capitol Hill. Ryan Schmelz joins us once again, Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. It's like the Real Housewives over there on the Capitol Hill. Ryan, thanks for being with us today.
Never a shortage of drama, Annie. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I hope you had a good weekend. Let's talk first. You can pick which route you want to take, Republicans or Democrats. But it does seem as though, while usually we're used to seeing them fight with each other, there is fighting amongst their own parties right now. What is your assessment of the Democrats and the Republicans? Who's got it together more?
Well, it's hard to really know. I mean, I think it's pretty clear who the leader of the Republican Party is. That's President Trump. And it's going to be President Trump until otherwise proven any different. I think with the Democrats, what you're looking at right now is something that's not shocking because we saw this already happen in the month of March. It's just gotten louder, which are the calls to replace Chuck Schumer as the leader of the Senate Democrats. Clearly, he is facing a lot of backlash for how this government shutdown fight was handled and ultimately how it ended. Now, of course, we should probably point out that Leader Schumer did not support the final measure that reopened the government. There were eight senators who caucus with Democrats who are the ones who chose to do that, but that has not stopped the calls from House Democrats calling on Schumer to step aside, including Rashida Tlaib. You've got Ro Khanna, who you just heard from right there. It's been a little bit quieter on the Senate. We should probably point that out. And also AOC has not officially called on Schumer to step aside either. And that's the person I think everyone's watching as a possible primary opponent to Schumer if she decides to go that route.
So, you know, I'm glad you brought up Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, especially in the context of Chuck Schumer, because a lot of people suggested throughout the course of the entire shutdown that Chuck Schumer's hand was only forced by a potential primary from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Question to you, Ryan Schmelz, who's speaking with us right now from Capitol Hill. Has there ever been, to your knowledge, from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a discussion, a statement, a comment that affirms that she's considering primarying Chuck Schumer, or is that all noise that is surrounding her?
I haven't seen anything, you know, from her directly saying, oh, yes, I think I might run for Senate or something along those lines. No, I think this is a lot of sourcing that's gone out there about conversations that might be happening. And a lot of it is just people who are big fans of hers calling on her to run to replace Chuck Schumer. So a lot of it is the progressive wing or maybe even the activist wing of the party pushing this narrative of her potentially defeating Chuck Schumer. And look, Republicans have even been guilty of pushing this too, because you have somebody like Mike Lawler, who is a swing district congressman, Republican from New York. He has said out loud that he thinks that AOC would beat Schumer by a lot if she were to run. I've even heard from voters who are Republicans who say, yeah, if she runs, she probably could beat Chuck Schumer. I mean, there's just this thought that she would stand a good chance and that it would just be something different. So I don't know if she's ever come out and said, yes, this is something I really want to do. But she has acknowledged that she's getting a lot of input and a lot of people encouraging her to do that.
So we're speaking with Ryan Schmelz. He's just Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. You can follow him on X at Ryan Schmelz Fox. Moving over to the Republican side of the aisle, there is a little bit of, there's a partnership, a bipartisan effort for these Epstein files. We've seen President Trump say on Air Force One, release him. He doesn't care. He just says he doesn't have anything to be worried about. In the past, we've seen President Trump suggest that there are people who are going to get caught up and they're going to be innocent people who are going to get sideswiped because of certain things that have been testified for. These people are going to be innocent. They're not going to be the criminals that are being pursued in the public with the release of the Epstein files. But a leader of this cause for the Republicans has been Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia. There has been a lot of back and forth on X/Truth Social between Marjorie Taylor Greene and Donald Trump. They seem to no longer support each other, and that's in their own words. Can you give us any context to this breakup if you will, between the president and one of the people who used to be one of his strongest supporters on the Republican side of the House.
Right. Well, a lot of this does stem from the Epstein files. Marjorie Taylor Greene is one of the few Republicans who signed the discharge petition that ultimately would compel a vote on the release of the Epstein files. You know, she refused to take her name off. She got a lot of criticism from within her own party for doing that. That's one of the things. There have been other comments she has made. She has been critical of the tariffs. She has pointed out that she has gone back to her district and asked people who have raised their concerns about tariffs to her in her constituency. Then you also have her criticism of the party on the issue of health care, where she says that the Republican Party lacks a plan to deal with the cost of health care. So she has made a number of statements, not just related to Jeffrey Epstein, but on a number of other issues that have kind of started to salt this relationship a little bit, and to the point now where it's escalated and President Trump is calling her to no longer be serving her constituents. He said he'd be open to endorsing a primary opponent. So this relationship went from being, you know, her as one of the most ardent Trump supporters, one of his most loyal followers in the House, to now being probably one of his biggest voices of opposition, at least.
Yeah. Some of the comments that were made by Marjorie Taylor Greene were that she alluded to the fact that there are threats being made to her life that stem from the president. Is there any sort of substance to that? I mean, it was a little vague the way she, so it's kind of like left open to interpretation. Can you comment on that?
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene has talked about how she's already been one of the most swatted members of Congress, which is the process of calling 911, telling them to go to a certain member of Congress's house, even though it's a false alarm. These situations have increased dramatically for members of Congress. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is apparently one of the most targeted members of Congress when it comes to swatting. And of course, you have social media now and some of the toxic things that are said on there all the time about everybody. And she's no stranger to seeing negative message, even threatening messages on social media. I don't know specifically what she's talking about when it comes to threats against her life. I haven't seen any details like specifically on that. But we should probably note that Marjorie Taylor Greene has faced this kind of criticism and this type of behavior in the past.
Okay. Ryan Schmell is speaking with us right now from Capitol Hill. Last question I have for you is, any context that you can provide us on the words Epstein files? So everybody wants the Epstein files, but I put myself at the front of this category of people. I don't think most people know what the Epstein files actually are. So if we talk about, oh, Republicans want to have them be released, we know that the Democrats and the Republicans joined together. Few Republicans, as you mentioned, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, signed the discharge petition in order to release those files. We got some from last week, but my understanding is that the Republicans have also released files related to Jeffrey Epstein up until this point, since they have controlled the House and some of Congress. So if there are more files to be released, can you tell us what is it that is being withheld right now? What is President Trump saying? Release them. What are the American people going to get if the quote unquote Epstein files actually are released?
And the understanding is that would be any document that the federal government has related to Jeffrey Epstein. And in this case, you know, the House Oversight Committee has been investigating Jeffrey Epstein and been putting in requests, doing subpoenas, pretty much obtaining the documents themselves, going through it, making sure certain information is redacted, and then releasing it from there. The big criticism of what's been released so far and what the Oversight Committee is receiving from the Department of Justice is that the information they're getting is so heavily redacted that it's almost hard to read, and you can't really decipher any information from it. So there's become this little back and forth amongst the House Oversight Committee and those who have been advocating for the Epstein files to be released, because the Oversight Committee is saying that, well, we've got to be careful with this because, you know, if we don't want to release any information related to victims' names, their addresses, any type of sensitive information along those lines. But then the counterargument to that is, well, you are getting these documents, but the information you're getting from these documents, it's just black, 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 black everywhere. And you can't really actually read what's in there or decipher the information that's in there. So it's a big back and forth that's been going on for some time now. And essentially, the idea is that if you vote to release the Epstein files, a lot more of that information is going to be released, and it's going to be a lot less redacted than what they're getting right now.
OK, so, and then last question for you. If the documents exist, and the people in the FBI who've been doing the investigations, they can see the unredacted documents, obviously. Who has the ability from where they are unredacted to where we might get them? Are there multiple parties that could put redactions in before they get to us? My understanding was in the trove of documents that were released because of that discharge petition, that the victim's name was redacted, one of them that associated Donald Trump with one of the victims. The reports are that Democrats chose to redact Giuffre's name from there, and she has already testified under oath in multiple instances that President Trump never did anything nefarious, but the Democrats took the opportunity when releasing them to redact that information. So when the American public does receive these files, who could all have a say in what the American people get to see and what they don't get to see with those redacted files?
Yeah, that's going to be a little complicated, too, because most of the time it's been up to the Department of Justice. And then I believe the Oversight Committee's gone through a lot of the information they've gotten and did their own redactions there. There would still be redactions, from my understanding, in the Epstein files that be released if they pass the resolution in the House and the Senate. But is it going to be to the extent of the Oversight Committee and what they have and what the Department of Justice has already put out? We're not quite sure. But yes, there are certain redactions that have been, you know, seen, especially in the one example you just mentioned. So it's going to be very complicated. And until we see the documents and how they're going to be released from the legislation, I think it's going to be hard to tell what's going to get redacted and what's not going to be redacted and what's going to be different this time around.
I hate when I do this because I already said last question, but this is really the last question. Are we going to get more Epstein files soon? Is there a timeline on when the next or maybe all of it might drop?
I don't have an update for when it's going to happen from the Oversight Committee, but I mean, look, if they have this vote tomorrow, which we are expecting to happen, and then the Senate votes on it at some point too, I mean, I think it's going to be almost immediate for the most part. So it could be weeks, might be longer, but they're pretty close to passing this tomorrow, so we'll see.
All right, Ryan Schmelz, we always appreciate you. Thanks for being with us again today.
Of course. Thank you, Annie.
Talk to you soon. Ryan Schmelz is the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. Follow him on X at Ryan Schmelz Fox. All right, let's take a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Are you concerned men are losing the traits that make them unique contributors to society? Yes, it's already lost. Yes, but it's correctable. Or no, it's not a real issue. Go vote. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Stream us on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back. With this handsome kid, stick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. Just bite
it. It's for the look. I don't light it. It'll weigh the ammo on the end. Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's hard to you forever.
Are you feeling the Christmas spirit yet?
A little bit. Yeah, Polar Express did it.
If you have the opportunity to, and I'm going to post some of those pictures this week of my experience of going to the Polar Express with my family. If you have the opportunity and the means to make this a possibility, I'm talking to you, especially you grandparents. Treat your grandkids. Take your grandkids. Give the parents a break.
we're imploring you.
Take your grandkids, and then mom and dad, you guys go have a nice dinner date out on your own.
That would be a great
That's
idea.
That's all I want for Christmas.
If somebody could come
if
up with
that. Someone to come get my kids.
For us.
And take them from me.
Personally.
And then give them back, of course. But it is an injection of holiday spirit in your veins and your bones and your spirit. It's wonderful. We went on Wednesday. They had a little media night, and we were able to go take it in, rode the Ferris wheel, the carousel. I got to opt out of that one. Thank you, Jared. A little putt-putt golf action out there.
See, you did the other side. Now, we did the opposite side, where we did the roller coaster and the swings, and we did the carnival games.
Yeah, we didn't do that. You did the 8 o'clock train?
No, we did 7:15.
I thought that there were only three. How many are there a day? Because we went to the 6 o'clock.
You went to the 6. We were at 7:15, and then there's like an 8:30 or something.
There's a 4. No, I think it's 4, 6, and 8.
Oh, that's what we did.
7:15? Maybe it was for that one in particular. I don't know. But it is a wonderful experience. And also, if you don't want to do the actual train ride, you can go down there and take in the sights and the sounds. And it is lovely. There are 38 days until Christmas.
Well, that's more than it seems.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Because it's
are you
feels
good with
like,
numbers?
No. But it feels like we're behind already. We just did Christmas inventory this weekend to see what we had, because we buy stuff throughout the year. And it was like, well... We got some good kid stuff, but we don't have anything for anybody else.
Yeah, I have made purchases for my kids, just things that they say. If they say that they would like to have something, and it's usually tops a $20 item, I'm Amazon shipping that thing in the moment if I feel like it's a good a good thing for them to have for Christmas.
You know what we did this weekend, though? We put the tree up already.
I haven't gotten anything up.
Yeah, we did that, and it was so uneventful, though. I feel like it just kind of happened, and we're done with it.
For us, everything goes up, and then the tree goes up. We decorate the tree among the Christmas decorations and my record player and everything. So
we did all that. We put the Christmas record on. I don't know.
What's
just
your record?
Feels like...
Is it a record?
Yeah, it was a Christmas record. It's called Home for Christmas.
Is it an actual vinyl record, or is it an album on Spotify?
Oh no, it is a Christmas vinyl record.
That's
from
the
1967
way to go.
Heck yeah.
The best thing to shop for at estate sales and yard sales is records. I love that.
I tend to agree with that. Although the really good ones, the problem is the really good records get picked immediately by collectors, and so you gotta really dig to find the good ones. But Christmas is a good one. There are always lots of Christmas ones.
Doug says on the YouTube live chat, is Annie saying the gifts don't come from Santa? Are you kidding me? I give my kids a ton of gifts. Santa brings one gift to each of the children in my house. And I explain to my kids, like, you need to understand that Santa is doing the work for kids all over the place, and your parents are doing the work for you. So you can ask Santa for one thing, but it better be a practical thing. And the rest of those gifts under that, those are from our paycheck.
We're the reverse. We rely entirely on Santa because it's free.
Yeah.
We don't want to pay anything.
Big Mom Donnie fans in the Wiggins house. That's for
sure. No, we don't share. No. Santa's we don't. Once we have the presents, we don't share amongst ourselves.
No, you just rely on the big man to provide the things.
Other people to give us things like Christmas gifts and healthcare.
Yeah. It's a good thing it's not a fantasy. YouTube live chat poll. Are you concerned men are losing the traits that make them unique contributors to society, like waiting for other people to show up to shower you with gifts?
I thought you were just going to say shower you. I'm dirty Santa Claus, again.
Do you get bathed by Santa Claus
Bring
too?
Me my bath.
Aye. The options here are yes, it's already lost. Yes, but it's correctable. Or no, it's not a real issue, Annie. Men are not losing the traits that make them unique contributors to society. Everything is fine. Stop being an alarmist. You can rely on women just as much as you rely on men. What's wrong with that? Nothing in the Wiggins house. We'll be right back. Don't go away. It's fine by me
if you never... Wiggins!
Oh! Monday Roundup! Yeehaw! This here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
I'm going to start with some good news from this weekend. This is from the New York Post. New Yorkers are turning to church. The number of Catholic converts that they are tracking is soaring, according to local priests. And it reads like this. However, in a recent crowded Sunday night mass at St. Joseph Church in Greenwich Village, Father Jonatella.
It's a long weekend.
I'm having trouble getting this out.
Words.
According to Father Jonah Teller,
that's
the
not
number.
Even hard.
I know. Father
I thought
Jonatella.
You were trying to say something Italian.
No. It sounded like it, though,
Jonatella.
Didn't it? Father Jonatella. I bet he gets that a lot, too.
I bet he doesn't.
He's going to start now because it's famous. It's in St. Louis.
Yeah. We said it here on the Annie Fry Show. It will now be everywhere.
The number enrolled in the parish's Order of Christian Initiation of Adults, which is the process by which adults convert to the Catholicism, has tripled since last year. And they are looking at a number of churches. St. Vincent Ferrer on the Upper East Side is a big church. At the Basilica St. Patrick's Old Cathedral, they've also doubled their headcount. And they asked them, what do you think did it? And it looks like they're saying, even if they weren't big followers or fans, that it was the assassination of Charlie Kirk that has caused people to start seeking out their roots in their faith. And the number of attendees at these Catholic churches, anyway, has skyrocketed since then. Cool story. All right, here's some hard news from your weekend. The FAA has lifted emergency flight reductions used to ease staffing pressure during the government shutdown. The emergency order was officially lifted this morning at 6 a.m., ending the reductions that caused mass cancellations and delays at airports. This
Perfect.
Is good news for everybody. The cuts, which started with a 4% reduction in flights at 40 major airports on November 7th, were designed to address fatigue and staffing issues among air traffic controllers amid the record-long government shutdown. But it's all going back to normal now. And I've seen floated, too, that everybody who stayed on and didn't take a lot of time off during that shutdown is going to get a $10,000 bonus, possibly.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Out of this.
Odyssey, you want to tell us to stay home for a month or so and then bonus us 10 grand?
And then
I'll take five.
Yeah, we'll keep coming into work and then you can bonus us later. That'd be great.
We're kind of like air traffic control.
We're essential personnel. During COVID, we got the pass. We had the media thing. That was great. Okay, so that was some hard news. Here's a little softer news for you. This is a story from USA Today. And I'm just going to read a couple of there's like multiple headlines here. I'm going to read them. Justice Sotomayor empowers kids with hope. That's the headline of the story. This is all centered.
I wonder if you asked 1,000 children who Justice Sotomayor is, if they'd have any idea. I think there would be zero.
I think you're right. This is centered around a new book that she's releasing.
Oh, there's money involved?
There is money involved,
Does
yeah.
she make money or is it for charity?
No, I think she and I actually make money from this.
Okay.
Although she has to sell some books, so who knows?
So maybe let's promote her here for a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe she got an upfront from it, though. The other headline, which was the clickbait that got me to click it, was Justice Sonia Sotomayor says love is a greater force than hate. That was the other headline. Wow, this is a great person. I want to read more about her. Well, anyway, she's releasing a new book called My Beloved World. And this whole article is
I wonder if Amy
so
Coney Barrett argues with her in it.
It's so glowing that I just thought it was too funny to not bring in
this
for
is helpful
the
for our
roundup.
Audience. I think we've sold some books for her.
Well, if you want it, Justice Sotomayor, My Beloved World. Can you imagine trying to read that book?
Can you imagine tuning in to the Annie Fry Show and be like, I got to listen to 1245 to find out what I missed over the weekend.
That is what you missed. Have you ever been, though, to a store, a Walmart, Target, even local libraries?
Yes.
And they have these books for kids, usually, about historical figures or prominent politicians. They are never, ever, ever anybody on the right. But the left will get these books. Like Kagan will have something out there. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, what a historical figure. There is never anything about Scalia or anybody on the right. And for whatever
Clarence
reason, it's mainstream that you just can't do that. And Walmart doesn't even carry a lot of books. There's just like one shelf, and you'll just see those. So I bet you'll see that if you go into a Walmart soon. Anyway, here's more important news. Dog accidentally shoots owner with shotgun.
This is not good. Not good for dog owners anywhere.
It's not good for dog owners.
Dog and shotgun owners. Unless your dog is a shotgun owner.
A 53-year-old man was wounded Tuesday night after his dog reportedly shot him with a shotgun inside his home in Berks County, Pennsylvania.
Uh-oh, George.
Police were called to the home at about 11:15 p.m. for a shooting, according to a report from a local news station. Investigators learned the gunfire rang out after the man placed his shotgun on a bed while cleaning it, leaving an unlikely suspect. The breed of four-legged suspect has not been released, though. But they did include...
As if the breed matters.
They did include a stock photo of a dog, just in case you're not familiar with a dog. What's a dog? That's a dog. A furry friend inside the home, here's how it happened, reportedly leaped onto the bed and his foot caught the trigger, causing the gun to go off and a bullet to strike the man in the back.
Time out.
Oh my gosh.
So the owner was cleaning the guns?
Yes. And he
Why was it loaded?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. Is the guy okay? Is he dead?
There is no report on his condition. And I looked everywhere and nobody knows how he's doing. So he could be alive.
He could be dead. Whose headline is this?
This is Fox News.
What does the headline say?
Dog accidentally shoots owner with shotgun in Pennsylvania.
Was it buckshot? Was it?
It says. Let's see. Gun to go off and a bullet to strike the man in the back.
Yeah, the writer of that doesn't necessarily know the difference.
He was taken to a local hospital where he underwent surgery for his injuries. It is unclear about the man, but they keep repeating here, too. It is unclear what age and breed the dog was, if you're concerned.
What they're not saying right now is that it wasn't a pit bull. Like, pit bulls aren't shooting people now.
They're not saying that.
Because pit bulls are the dog that everyone argues about.
Yeah. They typically are not involved in shootings, though.
No dogs are involved in shootings.
Very few dogs are involved in shootings.
There's no dog that they're going to report shot its owner because its owner left a loaded shotgun on a bed. There's no dog that's going to make people go, oh, well, that makes sense.
Wouldn't that be a cute mugshot, though?
Of course it's
no!
a pit bull. It'd
be so cute.
A man was shot.
Not of the man.
I know that.
Of the dog.
He wasn't a good boy.
Last one, while we still have time. This one actually comes out of St. Louis, Missouri. You ever heard of that?
This isn't going well.
No, it's a fun story, though. AI imagery has become so widespread that there's a massive rumor going on nationally that a Branson area store is going to become a McDonald's first ever buffet. And there's images.
Ryan, when we talk about good stories.
Yeah, this is a good one.
No, when we talk about good St. Louis stories. This is neither a St. Louis story.
Well, it's posted from Fox 2 now.
Nor is it what I would qualify as good news.
Oh, yeah, this is a great story. Because it says, for just $12.99, diners can now help themselves to unlimited Big Macs, Quarter Pounders, Chicken
Nuggets. How many do you need?
Fries and hot apple pies.
Are McRibs on there?
This is a fake story. It is going viral all over the country.
So it's bad news.
Well, depending if you want a buffet or don't want a McDonald's buffet. But there is no plans, according to McDonald's, to actually open a buffet, especially not in
Branson. I can't think of a better song to end this segment on.
So there you go. If you see it going around, it's not real. There's no McDonald's buffet opening in Branson.
But you're still happy of a fake story.
It was a cool story because it made national news.
Let's ask Steve Moore about it next on the Annie Fry Show. And maybe like tariffs and $2,000 checks. And such. The economy, next on The Annie Fry Show.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.